one more homeowner.
And who is this gentleman here?
Everybody else then.
You're it? No, but go ahead.
Bob Hintz.
Bob Hintz, H-E-N-C-E?
H-I-N-T-Z.
H-I-N-T-Z.
The reason I'm here is the equipment as far as the road grader goes. We purchased a road grader that I think is an unsafe piece of equipment to operate in this park. We were told it's going to cost $39,000. It's now cost $47,000, and he said it takes another $10,000. Comes to $57,000, and we've had an accident with it in here that's cost us on insurance already. That ain't even winter time.
We did?
Yeah. I need a place.
How long ago was this?
Oh, that's when this Al was over there and he backed into a vehicle.
Well, actually, yeah, what happened was, you know, the loading ramp down at the dump site?
Yeah.
Al was pushing back some of the brush.
Yeah.
And he was facing uphill. A homeowner came in or was unloading brush off of his vehicle, and as Al was up on the hill, the engine died, and it rolled backwards slowly into the vehicle.
Yeah. So when was this?
This was, I think it was around Labor Day?
It was
Memorial Day?
It was
Memorial Day weekend, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know.
It was a day.
Okay, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
In any case, it's a unsafe vehicle. I think this is summertime. What happens in the wintertime? Because you can tell kids not to be on a toboggan coming down the hill. They're going to do it.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for 31 years that I know of. Anyways, I have a proposal that I think solved a lot of that problem. Reading about it in the newsletter about that accident, I went online and I started doing some research. We can get a vehicle in here that will not only take care of our snow problem, safer, no berms, all the rest of it. It's a Bobcat. I got all the information and I pass it along. The cost of the unit is going to depend on the type of unit. The guy, they sent me to a Bobcat dealer in Stockton.
Right.
It was the closest up here. The guy called me, I talked to him, and explained what we had in here. And you talked to the guy?
Bob came to me with the information on the various equipment and what have you, and then, you know, all along I kept thinking, you know, prior to Bob coming, bringing it to my attention, that our snow removal equipment, you know, the truck is good and what have you, but the grader is kind of a piece of equipment that is not suitable for our condition. It's great for long, straight roads and slow turns, but to negotiate some of the back streets, it's absolutely useless. And in fact, to go back to the shape that this grader is in, one of the big storms that we had in February or whenever it was, we had the same incident where the engine died on us. It was trying to negotiate a turn going uphill. Number one, the front wheels are not powered. Okay, so essentially we have rear wheel drive only.
That's by defect, though.
Well, that's.
Nevertheless, it all worked.
Did we have that front wheel drive when we bought it?
Well, no. Could this come up in new business? It sounds like we need to decide what to do, but do you have written input or information passed on? He's got all of your information.
He's got all that. He's talked to him.
I followed up. I met with the Kubota guy or the Bobcat guy on Thursday, and I can bring all of that up in the new business.
Yeah. But the bottom line is you can plow the center of the road with the truck. Come along to Bobcat, you don't have any berms, get rid of that. All these paved parking areas are snow removal places. I don't know why we paid them for that. We could then take that snow blower, blow it out, you eliminate another safety problem. People park down the road during snow removal. They can park in these areas here. Maintenance, my thing is, if you rented one, you can't sell the grader until you get approval at the annual meeting. You can't buy one of these until the annual meeting if you get approval. So what you do is you rent one for December, January, and February.
Right.
They also supply, I'm sure, I didn't ask about it, 9 out of 10 times, they do all the maintenance on this equipment while you're renting it from them. All the rental costs go towards the purchase of one of these.
Okay. Okay.
In other words, you don't lose that, unless you want to. Now, the problem with that is for 3 months, you might, so you could, once you get into March, April, or May, you could rent it for that. And by the time you'd have to give it up at the end of May, you'd have your meeting, you know what you're going to do. So then that would go towards the cost.
Very good.
The cost of it, there's no interest. In other words, okay, they carry the paperwork and then you pay it off so much a month.
So it's like a down payment.
Your rental does not go away. That goes towards the cost.
That's just a ballpark, what dollar value are we talking about here?
I would say about 40, 45.
Okay, thank you.
Now, like a snowblower will cost you about $3,000. That'd be a piece of equipment you want to buy. He said, do not buy a lot of equipment. He says, go to Sonora Rentals. You can rent it all for what you need for a day or two. Why buy it now? He said, if you're going to have a piece of equipment you need all the time, well, you're looking at $2,000, $2,500 for a piece of equipment that you would use all the time.
Okay.
But it could be used in the summer. It can replace a lot of the work that backhoe is doing. Save that backhoe, and it's more versatile. They have one that you looked at as a two-seater, which is a four-wheel steer, which is really nice. They come heated and air-conditioned. You don't need air conditioning, probably, but the heating you definitely need, which would be great in the wintertime.
Mark's eyes are lighting up. I see that.
Well, it's an easy piece of equipment to learn to operate. Anybody, okay. My grandson's 10 years old, learned how to operate one in 15 minutes, so you know they're easy.
Bob, we'll bring that up on the new business. I have brochures that I'm going to share, and the particulars.
Thank you.
Okay. And I appreciate you coming in, Bob.
No problem.
Thank you.
You got it.
Well, I was hoping to get maybe 5 minutes.
Only 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, on what?
On the Bobcat that Bob was talking about this morning.
Thought we deferred that to next meeting already, no?
Huh?
Yeah.
Thought we already deferred that to next meeting.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, unless it's urgent.
It is somehow urgent because of the time of year that we're in. I went down to Bobcat Central on Thursday to get some information on these units. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the Bobcat.
Yeah.
They came out with a unit that not only allows every implement made to be attached to the front, but at the same time, it's a two-passenger vehicle, an enclosed cab, heating, air conditioning, and it has a powered tail dump bed in the back, small for small areas. This vehicle, it would do so many things for us within the park. Snow blowing would be the initial real need for it.
Well, Bob's assessment was it would replace the need for this large grader and any further expense in trying to get it.
I would highly recommend not to spend another nickel on that grader.
Okay, so that's a decision we can make right now.
Okay.
Do you want that?
Well, okay, before
we've only got one.
What I would like to have approval of is a lease program for 3 months at $2,000 a month for us to evaluate the validity of the vehicle, how well it does, and what have you. There are no questions asked at the end of the 3 month period to turn it back if it doesn't work for us, or the lease payment would then apply to the purchase price.
So move with a modification, and that is extended beyond 3 months if the winter is long.
Right.
Starting beginning when?
Okay. I would say beginning December, middle of December, when, you know.
So that there's some experience in operating it before there's actual snowfall?
You don't think we can have some snow in October, November?
Probably not much, though.
Historically, we have a small snowfall.
Well, you figure that out. That's your discretion.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I so move.
Okay. We're going to have a discussion, right?
We'll have a discussion.
You so move that Friedman had the
authority to lease the equipment with option to buy in order to evaluate the use of a Bobcat in place of the grader.
I'll second. Discussion.
Hey, listen, guys. I think the Bobcat as a general piece of machinery for this park would be a very wise decision. I think the Bobcat for handling the snowbanks, I haven't seen this piece of equipment, so I have still yet to be enlightened. But from the Bobcats I've seen, even the big ones, I doubt it has the balls to do what we need to play.
That was what, I don't know much about this. I'm looking at this piece of equipment, and it doesn't look like it's strong enough.
Well, yeah.
Here's the deal. I talked at length to a guy up in Pinecrest, and I think Pinecrest gets as much, if not more snow. They have two units like that. And he could not speak highly, he was just happy as a pig at using that equipment.
So this happens quite a bit of power. Good grief, it only gets to 18 miles an hour.
That's okay, it's fast.
Twice as fast as a regular tractor.
It's fast enough for us.
Right.
But, it has, that tells me, and it's got 59 horsepower, it's got plenty of power. The more thing that I would be more concerned with is, do they have a, it kind of looks like they have a little bit of a picture of the attachment for a snowblower.
That's a 4 foot...
4 foot wide snowblower?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, and I've given that a lot of thought. Depending on the type of snow,
right.
Whether it's, powder or anywhere from 30 to 40 feet.
Now, so that brings up the topic why Oddfellows Sierra Park on three other occasions did not purchase snowblowers. The reason they did not purchase snowblowers...
They want to knock out windows.
They were worried about knocking out windows on cars and houses.
But that's not your main reason for getting this. Your main reason is to not have to use the grader in a snow time.
But if you can't,
can it be used as a plow?
I don't know about that.
No.
No, if you cannot use it,
there's that much power that would blow the.
No,
we have
chunks of ice.
Oh, okay.
Chunks of ice could knock out the. Like for example, your house would be very vulnerable.
Yes, it would.
Your house would be very vulnerable.
My house is vulnerable.
My car, my driveway would be very vulnerable. I parked my car in my lower driveway. It would be very vulnerable to having window damage or dents. And so on three occasions, Oddfellows Sierra Park, now I was not part of any of these three groups, these are prior to my time on the board, but on three occasions, we're getting a snowblower, and then they realized, no, we backed out. It's in the minutes, and you can look through past years.
And I've been privy to not meetings, but other conversations about having a snowblower. And that was always turned out because of the possibility of knocking out whatever.
What do they cost?
Anywhere in the $40,000-$50,000 range.
But you're leasing it.
Yeah.
I think it makes good sense to give it a try for
that. That's the beauty of using this. See, does this thing fit our bill?
If it doesn't do it, then that's the end of it.
And also,
now, do you have to make a three-month commitment? Or can you, if you get it in 1 week and find out and it's just no good, are we stuck for 3 months?
Who cares? We're going to spend that much money
repairing the grader.
Well, repairing the grader and or hiring an operator to operate it.
Wait a minute, so the grader... We own the grader. The grader works right now. It doesn't have this front wheel drive, which I think is lame, but the grader is operating right now, and we can put a man on it, and we can get an expert man. So my concern, I'd love to just try this thing out, but my concern is how are we going to fund it? We're already hurting about money, and we already talked about money woes.
Clearly, we could sell that sucker.
We cannot do that without the authorization of the membership.
Can we sell the Albatross?
What's the one?
The Albatross?
No, it's just we just said we can't.
Well,
sell
how much money has to go into the Albatross before it's functional?
It runs right now.
It runs.
It's not safe.
It does not have front wheel drive. Right, the engine keeps dying.
To me, that's not operational.
That's operator error, though. Every time everyone stalled it, Gordy said it was his fault. He stalled it. It's not a defect in the machine. And what's his face?
Clay.
What? No, no, the gentleman who stalled it and...
Al.
It's his fault, too.
Has Mark been on the grader yet?
Yes, he's driven.
How's he do it? What does he think of it?
Well, he's driving on dry land.
Well, but I mean, that's okay.
And he feels comfortable driving it.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Does he think that it could be useful in the winter? Or is he thinking,
Well, yeah, if you're Wheeler Road and Jordan, but once you get into the back roads, it becomes a use, you know, it does negotiate the turns.
Call Clay. One of you call Clay and get Clay's honest opinion. He's got the most hours on it out of anybody here in this park.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never met him.
I'll give you some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you're available anytime next week, I'd talk to Paul Emery. I'd like to go up and talk to these guys that are using it up in Dodge Ridge. Mm-hmm. And I ran into a guy down at Bob Pat Central who does snow removing for a business up Highway 4. And he's got a couple of these. And he thinks very highly of it. Now,
does he have any issues with blown out windows with the snowblower?
Is he operating around homes? Is
depends
he
on, yeah. But it has to be, the driver has to be able to move the chute so he's not shooting at windows.
Well, it sounds like you got another 30 days before you can make this decision.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, sure.
So you're going to do some site visits and maybe we can talk about it next month.
Yeah. That sounds right.
We can move this to old business, I guess.
We had the initial discussion.
This unit, let's say it does and does the snow removal to our satisfaction.
Yeah, it's still a mower, it's a whatever, huh?
Yeah. The next thing for summer use, you can put a street sweeper on the front.
That's great.
With a rotary brush on the side, and you can run up and down the culverts. One person can do the job and get this park cleaned in less than a week.
It'll go into the culverts?
Well, it lowers to how far you want it to lower. And the other feature on it, right now on a tractor with a front loader, they're stationary. They tilt the way that the whole unit tilts. This unit, you can tilt the bucket.
Oh, without tilting the whole thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Without tilting the whole
thing? Without tilting the
like
whole thing.
Like the creator.
It is such a multi-purpose vehicle for a situation like us.
Oh, I think in the park it would be an awesome machine for many things. I just question its ability to do the snow component of it.
Okay. And I gave, this use also, do we use that 12-foot blade versus the 10-foot blade? Do we want to put the strain on the front of the truck or what? So I'm thinking, since we're not going to be able to sell either one of the blades this year anyway, they're already paid for, they're there, we can deal with that issue next year. We'll start out with the old blade, and we'll run a path with the tractor, with the snow plow, and come behind it with this unit and widen the road. It eliminates the need for the snow plow to go right to the edge, and having been on the snow most of,
There's another benefit. I mean, what's that thing weigh? 4,000 pounds or something like that?
Yeah,
that's pretty darn light on the roads. the big problem with the grader, is that thing is, it's a tank on the roads, and that pressure on the roads.
5,500 pounds.
Yeah. So
how much does that grader weigh about?
It's
probably
78,000. Some crazy amount, like 78,000.
Oh, is it
reading over?
Have we adjourned?
Thank you.
Thank you.